Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're in the Sunshine State, but it looks like it's going to start pouring, and our dog is freaking out because it's thundering. So if you hear a combination of barking and thundering, you know where we are. My name is Dr. David Orman.
And I'm Lisa Lytle.
And you're listening to another Blog Talk Radio show, 9 to 5. I don't know how many we've done, but most of them we've pretty much done an even Steven game. And I think there were two where I kind of probably did an 80-20. One was language, I remember, and then last week, Taoism.
Yep.
Well, this week I'm going to be on the end of the 20 because the star of the show is sitting in front of me, and the topic is how music can improve your life.
Countless ways.
I do think I have ways to contribute. But
I know
go
that
for
you
it.
Do. You always do. Because I know that you've read articles about this, too, because he'll send them to me. But, yes, countless ways. I mean, some people will ask me, adults, you know, why is it that I would want to learn guitar or flute at this point in my life? Number one, music has been my entire life. But I think for someone who might just want to explore an instrument, there are so many incredible benefits. Let me just start with one of the things when we do coaching that comes up so often is people have a hard time with discipline. This is just a great way.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was wondering where you were going with this. That's a fantastic one.
Yeah, it teaches people discipline every day, or at least 6 days out of seven. This forces one to sit down, and I say forces because that's what discipline is. Sometimes we don't want to. Now, once we start the practice and we're into the instrument and we're seeing progress, it's exciting. But getting from couch to instrument sometimes can, even for myself, it's a stretch. It's like, oh, gosh, I got to get up and I got to go do this. I don't want to. But once you're there and you're creating something, it's just an incredible experience. So first off, I would say, it teaches discipline.
So wait. When you say creating something.
Yes. The music part.
What does that mean?
Well, you're taking, whether you're reading traditional music or for guitar, tablature or chords, you're taking little black spots on a piece of paper and you're literally breathing life into them, into a sound. It's not unlike you learning a foreign language. You know, you look at something that you don't quite understand, you speak it out loud, and it brings it to life. It's the same for music. It always starts off little black dots on a piece of paper, and whether you're blowing into a horn or your fingers are going across the keyboard or you're strumming guitar chords, bless you.
Thank you.
You are, you know, bringing that piece of music to life. And it's really exciting because, number one, you get to express something that someone else wrote, so you can do it literally the way they have written the piece, especially if it's written out in traditional music form, because they'll have tempos and rhythms and everything in there for you to interpret, or you can put your own personality into it and express yourself through that piece of music. So you could speed it up, you could slow it down, you could put a kind of jazz influence to it. So it is a very creative process.
This is what they mean by interpreting music.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Well, I'm on fire.
Putting your own little slant to it. Yeah. Take a song that the Beatles did and speed it up, slow it down, make it a rumba. I mean, anything just to change it up to make it your own. Then you're expressing yourself. But that's just one thing, discipline. But the other great thing that music can do for people is it works the brain in unique ways. If you think about the complexity of everything that has to happen for you to play, let's say, piano, you know, all those fingers are running across the keyboard, your eyes are having to take in information, and if you're playing piano, you have the little pedals on the bottom base of the piano that you have to contend with, and those do unique things, which I know nothing about. But there's all of these physical things that have to fire in the brain. The brain takes in the written music, and it's got to work its way through to the fingers. And this all happens slowly in the beginning, and then it evolves into a skill that becomes not unlike typing. You know, when you first start typing, it's, you know, one finger at a time. But then pretty soon you're typing, and you're not even thinking about the keys.
Being anti-aging experts, we look at this in, I look at it in a different way, not being a musician. in that a couple of things. Number one, it is a strong anti-aging, I don't know what I'd call it, maybe method, therapy.
A therapy, yeah, absolutely.
It increases the blood flow to the brain. It increases various neural pathways in terms of strengthening them, dexterity. And I look at these things like it's not my thing, but I understand the concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, these are the kinds of things that speak to the soul,
absolutely,
to the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's martial arts or running a marathon. And you could tell me, well, here's why it's not good for you.
Yeah.
And I don't care because you know what? At the end of a time period, or, you know, at the end of a race or whatever the case may be, my spirit is soaring,
mm-hmm,
and you cannot measure that.
Right.
We don't have tools that, or never will. You cannot put, and I see how you get after classes, and I see how you get where I'm struggling, and all of a sudden you break through.
Yeah.
And you simply cannot put a measurement, a label, a number on that feeling of accomplishment.
Absolutely. And to me,
that'd be great for kids, too.
Oh, it's unbelievable for kids, especially because their brains are developing and they're getting so many unique pathways working in their brain. And then, of course, their heart and their soul get to express themselves. It builds an enormous amount of self-confidence, both for kids and adults. I mean, you are learning something brand new. I think for adults, the struggle that I hear the most is they're wanting to be better than they can be in the beginning, so you have to really learn humility that you're going to sound horrible to start, and that's just part of the process. And I think as adults, we're almost embarrassed to fumble and bumble and make mistakes like that, but it is part of the process. And when you start to overcome that, that was my next phase, is now you're getting into the heart of it, you're getting into the passion of it, you're getting to the point where you are feeling so good about what you're doing, and there's nothing like creating something. I mean, it's just such a great feeling. So, yes, like finishing a marathon, that heart-driven passion. And if you can connect the discipline that you are going to gain through learning an instrument to that total soul expression, just think how that will affect the discipline in the rest of your life. Because you've already rewarded yourself. You've already said, self, I know what it is to do this discipline and then get reward from it. And that feeds every other area of your life where you think, oh, I don't really want to do that right now. But I know if I do, if I sit down and do X, Y, Z, I'm going to be rewarded. So it's building so many positive neural nets in your brain. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to take on, no matter what age.
Well, it's kind of interesting because when we're younger, we get a lot of feedback.
Yes.
And as we progress in our life, we don't get as much feedback, or we don't want to hear as much feedback, because normally when it is criticism.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, as a kid, you get, oh, that was great,
or correction.
But you still get a lot of, oh, that was great. But as you progress in life, you don't hear that very often. Usually if you hear something, more often than not, it's criticism.
Yes, in regard to, like, your profession.
In regard to anything.
Yeah. Currently.
And I think here's an opportunity that we get to tap and, hey, wait a second, I could start from ground zero and progress and move forward at whatever pace that I wish and feel good about myself.
Oh, yeah. To me, having a great instructor is essential when learning anything, regardless of what it is, but with music, anything everything you do that's, I would say, extracurricular, you're doing for passion.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, time just flew by.
This is one of 412 parts I think we're going to have on this. You've been listening to another 9 to 5. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week.